It is time for World Dairy Expo. In fact, it is started. I am visiting here with Mark Clark. Mark, first of all, we'll get into kind of what's new and a look at this year's program, but how would you say things are going so far here at the start of opening day?
You know, Chuck, so far, half a day into it, things look phenomenal. We got a great crowd all today. The weather is absolutely phenomenal. What I've noticed so far is the attitudes in the dairy industry really seem to be positive right now. Talking to the cattle exhibitors, commercial exhibitors, they just really seem to have an air about them, like things may have turned around in this dairy industry, and they're looking forward to hopefully a longer stint of profitability.
Well, it's like you said, it's good to hear that note of optimism out there, and we'll hope that we continue to hear that even after the expo. We always like to kind of find out what's new. And when it comes to Expo this year, what are some of the things that people can look forward to?
Well, the neat thing about Dairy Expo is lots of times we don't know what's new until this morning. Companies use this as a place to debut their new products. There seems to be a lot of talk about RFID. Seems to be a lot of talk about robotics for some reason this year. We got several companies that are debuting new robotic type products. So for whatever reason, that seems to be a new topic. I haven't made it on the show floor yet. But from what I've seen and heard, is there's a lot of new software management type tools out here that these dairymen can take back and use to really run their entire dairy. So I think that's maybe where we're going, and they're debuting a lot of those type products. We got one company out here, Cirrus, who's got an airplane out in the front lot, and you wouldn't think it has anything to do with dairy, but they're looking at marketing to dairies or dairy companies that may have dairies in different states or offices in different states, and is this a good market for a small 2 or 4 seat airplane? They think that it might be, so they're here to look at the dairy industry.
Fascinating. And like you said, I know the times that I have been here, it's different. You see a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same companies, but always something new. How about when you look at the participation for the shows that we've got this year, how has that gone pre-expo in terms of participation and what we can expect to see out on the show floor?
Well, the best way to say it, I think this is going to be a year of records. I know for a fact that we've got a record number of commercial exhibitors. There are over 800 exhibitors on grounds. But what's really, really almost a challenge to us, but we've got them all in, is I think we're going to have a record number of dairy cattle here. We were busting at the seams Saturday night. We actually ended up putting a new structure up Sunday morning to house cattle because we just didn't have enough space in our permanent structures, and we've never, ever had to do that before. So it's a good problem. Again, it kind of goes back to showing me that these guys are bringing these cattle out, and they want to get them out in front of the public. So really excited about the size of all the dairy shows, all 7 breeds. There's 8 shows, including the Junior Holstein. So all 8 shows look to have record numbers. We're up on Guernseys like we've never imagined before. So great for that breed. So it's really a neat time to be in the registered dairy business right now.
Well, from at least maybe a pre-registration standpoint, how about on the international side? You know, we always get a lot of international visitors here. I expect we'll see that continue to be strong this year.
Yeah. Based on the letters of invite that we've write throughout the year, assuming they can all get visas, we should have a huge international crowd. We usually have between 85 to 90 different countries that are represented here, and we have no reason to think it's going to be any lower than that. Just a lot of international interest in the genetics that we have over here in North America to offer, and some of this technology that we have. They really want to come over and see what we have, so really excited. They're starting to trickle in. Come Thursday, the big force of internationals really come in, so I expect a huge international crowd this year.
Well, to keep up with what's going on, especially for the breed shows here, I know results are always posted very quickly online. We'll just direct people to worlddairyexpo.com, right?
Correct. If you go to World Dairy Expo, a couple things you can do. One, you can actually watch the cattle shows live from our website, and we try and get the results up just as quick as we can. But offering that web feed for the show is, if you can't make it this year for whatever reason, I don't know why you wouldn't want to, but if you can't, go to our website and just click on the show, and you can watch. It's closest thing to being here without actually smelling the grilled cheese sandwiches.
Which there are. I'm looking forward to getting in line at some point to get one of those. Where the show ring is, it's just one of my favorite places, because after you get all this hectic activity in the exhibit areas, It's just a great place to go sit down and kind of relax for a while, too.
It really is. If you sit up in the Eucharist seats there, we have the accordion music. Mike Ashford's been with us for 30-plus years on the accordion. Very tranquil place to sit down and just watch some of the most beautiful cattle anywhere in the world walk across those colored shavings. It's a really neat place. If you want to just sit down and take a load off, that's where I would recommend going. Every now and again, I kind of sneak up there myself and just sit back and relax for a few minutes.
Great. Well, thanks for the look ahead here as this show gets underway, the World 2011 World Dairy Expo here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.